Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Back home, let's get our weekly look at the news that's caught the attention of social media here. Julia Turner is editor-in-chief of Slate in New York. Julia, what are people talking about?
Well, one thing that people have been looking at today is a video out of Orlando showing an Orlando police officer kicking a man on the street.
Yeah, this is Noel Carter. He is a bank employee from Hollywood, Florida. We'll have the video at hearandnow.org. It's pretty tough to watch. He's being kicked by an Orlando police officer last Thursday night outside a nightclub. What more do we know about this?
Well, the story, I think social media users are becoming accustomed now to seeing these local incidents and trying to assess them. So the story seems complicated. You know, apparently Carter was in the midst of a conversation, possibly a physical altercation with a woman he knew. The officers say that they tried to separate him from the woman and subdue him through pepper spray, the use of a taser, the use of a baton, and eventually the kicking incident that was captured on film. Carter and his attorneys counter that, in fact, he was not resisting arrest or trying to get away, and that the use of force was completely uncalled for.
Well, and his lawyers have filed a complaint against the Orlando Police Department. There's also an investigation by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And then there's that video that's shooting around social media. It was shot by someone in a building across the street. We see one white man standing, very grainy video, and that is Officer David Cruz. We see Noel Carter sitting on the curb. Officer Cruz is kicking him. Carter lies down on the sidewalk, and you can faintly hear him shouting, "Stop." Let's listen.
Stop, man! Stop! Stop!
Another officer, Charles May, also tased Noel Carter. In fact, he was tased several times. You can somewhat see some of that in the video. Now, as you said, there's complete disagreement about what happened before the video was taken. Carter denies that he was drunk or assaulting someone or that he ran away or resisted arrest. Police insisted that he did. But what are people saying?
You know, I think that we're really fine in a moment where something is happening on social media that allows local incidents like this, some of which are out of line, some of which may be called for, to be captured on film and shared national. And so, you know, a persistent problem of when the police should use force and in what cases force is justified, which has typically been a local story pursued in local media outlets, has become a national story. And yeah. I think social media users are able to compare incidents, you know, compare this incident in Orlando to the one that came out of Texas this weekend, to understand and attempt to get to the bottom of the stories that underlie these incidents, and to evaluate whether the uses of force are justified or not.
Yeah.
I think they also began to show a pattern of how often these incidents occur around the country and I think are helping fuel a conversation about how and whether police departments can repair their relationships with local communities.
Or, for instance, where it's interesting that social media and all the video that's showing up there is driving more police departments to be wearing cameras of their own. So we'll keep an eye on that story out of Orlando. But what else is ping-ponging around for you?
Well, director John Waters gave a rollicking graduation speech at the Rhode Island School of Design that some people on Twitter are proclaiming, that's it, the best commencement speech of 2015. It's done. Everybody else can just put down their pens and give up.
Well, he told graduates that contemporary art is meant to wreck what came before. He called on them to go and mess up the world beautifully. He used some more colorful words. Let's listen to a little of what he had to say.
Design clothes so hideous that they can't be worn ironically. Horrify us with new ideas. Outrage outdated critics. Use technology for transgression, not lazy social living. Make me nervous. And finally, count your blessings. You got through college. You didn't commit suicide, OD, or have a nervous breakdown. And let's remember the ones who did. It's time to get busy. It's your turn to cause trouble. But this time in the real world. And this time from the inside. Thank you very much.
I love John Waters. What are people saying?
Well, I think some people are commenting that this speech is so out there, so transgressive, that his advice is, you know, really off kilter. I think actually if you listen to a lot of commencement speeches, the form is tricky, right? You have to give advice. You have to do it in a way that's pithy and witty enough to not completely bore the, you know, slightly hungover crowd wearing polyester gowns in the baking sun some morning. So I think actually a lot of people employ humor, but John Waters' humor is, you know, particularly fun.
Well, by the way, Time Magazine is recommending 4 commencement speeches. One, we already have it here at now.org because we just spoke with Ed Helms, you know, from The Office. They recommend Ed Helms from UVA. He did a valedictory speech. George W. Bush spoke for the students at Southern Methodist University and talked about how it's okay to get a C. You too can be president. Maya Rudolph did the national anthem. And also, like Oprah told everybody, look under your seats. You get a diploma. That was her commencement at Tulane. And I think it was Tim Cook, Apple CEO, who spoke to students at George Washington University. So those are the most recommended. We want to end on a story that you have told us about. This is amazing. A 78-year-old Australian man who's donated blood almost every week for the past 60 years and saved millions of lives. Tell us about him.
Yeah, so James Harrison was inspired to give blood so frequently after he had an operation when he was 14 and had a bunch of blood transfusions. But actually, it turns out that his blood contains a rare antibody that physicians have used to develop a vaccine that helps pregnant women who have a condition called rhesus disease. Mm. And this is a rare and dangerous condition where a woman's blood starts attacking her fetus's blood cells, and it can lead to brain damage or the death of the fetus. But the vaccine that's been developed using Harrison's blood can actually prevent or mitigate the effects.
Amazing.
And so his blood has been used to help more than 2 million pregnancies in Australia, including that of his own daughter.
He's called the man with the golden arm. You know, as you said, the Australian Red Cross Blood Service credits him with saving all of these lives. And he's 78, so he's people. I think the message here, the social media message, is get your blood tested because somebody's got to replace him because women in Australia, apparently, a huge number of them have this problem. What a great story. We'll link everybody to that as well at hereandnow.org. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, helping us take a look at what is resonating on social media. Julia, thanks as always.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure.